Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 89, 1 and 2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 89, 1 and 2. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. I grew up attending Sunday school every week, and we always began by singing a few choruses. One of them was based on Psalm 89:1. From the King James Version, we sang the lyrics that went, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Maybe you know that one. I really didn't comprehend what the words meant at the time, but my faith has grown up over the years, and now I get it. I understand what the writer was trying to express and why. Ethan the Ezrahite penned these words, and they do give us something to sing about. Theologians believe he was a contemporary of David and Solomon. At the time he wrote these words, the Israelites had suffered a military defeat, and the people had begun to believe that God had abandoned their leader, King David. Ethan responded by pouring out his heart in a poem to remind God of his covenant with David. Many times in the Psalms, authors began their writings with a complaint or a lament, and then later turned it to praise. But in this case, Ethan did the opposite. He began with praise by focusing on the steadfast love of the Lord. The New Living Translation calls it the Lord's unfailing love. The NIV calls it great love. And the King James Version calls it the mercies of the Lord. In the original language, the word used in this context to describe the Lord's love is hesed, and it means a loyal or covenant love. It's a love commitment or relationship that cannot be broken because it's based on God's promises and faithfulness. So in the face of a military defeat that left the Israelites feeling as though God had abandoned them, Ethan focused on the truth that God would always keep his word. God had made a covenant with David that his kingdom would go on forever, even though he would die someday. And God's steadfast love, his unfailing love, his great love, or his mercy, would see to it that that covenant would never be broken. God's love cannot be measured. Its well never runs dry. It knows no beginning or end. It goes on forever. Therefore, Ethan said he would sing about it forever. He could never write enough poems or compose enough lyrics to describe it. He would declare God's faithfulness to all generations. The New Living Translation says all generations means young and old alike. Well, some commentators suggest that all generations implies the extent of God's love that reaches to every person, past, present, and future. Psalm 89:2 again refers to God's steadfast love and its forever nature. This time, however, Ethan wrote about it being built up. Some theologians believe this was a reference to 2 Samuel, almost like a play on words, where David expressed his desire to build a physical temple where God could dwell. God refused to let him do that, but he, God, promised to build an everlasting dynasty of kings for David. As in today's verses, Scripture often mentions God's love and faithfulness together. They're inseparable, really, because God is love by nature. He is always true to his word. He is fully and forever reliable. If he wasn't faithful, he wouldn't be loving either. Ethan wrote about God's faithfulness as being established in the heavens. It's possible that he used the heavens or the skies as a comparison because they're regarded as a picture of stability. The sky never shifts or gives way like the earth gives way in a landslide or earthquake. It's always there and never changing, like the faithfulness of God. Ethan's poem specifically referred to God's love and faithfulness in regards to keeping his covenant with David for a lasting kingdom. And that gave him something to sing about. But he's not the only one. The truth in these verses gives us something to sing about too. Life being what it is, we sometimes face circumstances that leave us feeling like God is distant. We may even wonder if he's abandoned us, like the Israelites felt God had abandoned them when they experienced a military defeat. If or when we find ourselves in a tough situation, let's respond as Ethan did at the beginning of Psalm 89, and let's sing words of praise to God. Let's recall biblical truths that speak of his love and faithfulness toward those who love him. I'll give you a head start by closing with Lamentations 3:22 and 23. They say, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Meditate on these truths, my friend. Pause and ponder what the steadfast love of the Lord looks like in your life. Reflect on the truth that it never ceases or comes to an end. Recall instances when he's shown evidences of his faithfulness to you. Take time to do this spiritual exercise and let it put a song in your heart today. Let's pray. God, we praise you for embodying steadfast love and faithfulness. When you make a promise, you always fulfill it because of your covenant love for us. Help us honor you as you deserve by singing praises to you even when we feel discouraged. Keep our minds stayed on the truth about who you are and help us live from that truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.